Thanks.
Fire away, guys. Last year's wide receiver class, the first round, got a lot of production out of the guys that came in the first year, produced over 1,000 yards. And do you feel confident with some of the guys you know in this class as well as yourself that you can step in and do the same thing?
Yes, we're all confident. We always talk about it. There's no doubt in our mind that we can do the same thing as last year's draft class.
How do you compare the draft to your game with Amari
Cooper? Both great receivers. He's a great receiver. We catch the ball well, get yak yards well. We compete at a high level. A lot of comparisons, a lot that we do different. We did more game planning, so our defense is out on the field. We was just trying to critique everything for the next series.
Kevin, how significant would it be for you to be the first wide receiver taken?
Very. That's everyone's dreams, of course, to be there, drafted first at their position. It'll mean a lot to, I'm sure, Amari Cooper and all the other receivers as well. Motivation. My junior year, I put bad film out there. That's not the kind of receiver, kind of player I am. So going into my senior year, I just put everything on the line and basically just did what I had to do.
It's part of the process now. When you meet with all these teams, letting them know, look, I'm not that guy that you saw when I was a junior year. My junior year, what we see is what you get now.
Yep, definitely. Like I've been telling teams, just finally clicked. I know what I have to do. I'm going to work hard and do anything and everything possible that I can.
Was it a work ethic thing before as a junior?
No. Just quarterbacks, receivers. We all wasn't on the same page first year together.
You've always had a lot of doubt. What could last year besides just the straight line speed? What else could you add to your goal scouting?
The aggression, whether it was blocking, a lot of talk trash. Just being confident in myself. I love the game, so this is what I love to do.
Kevin, can you let us know what your reasoning was for deciding not to go to
the
Senior Bowl?
I think that's disclosed information. I tell teams why, but talk to my agent if you want.
What did you learn at Lackawanna Junior College? What was that experience?
It was very hard, very difficult. What I learned is that hard work definitely pays off. A lot of guys there had great talent and should have definitely been Division I, but didn't work hard, so they didn't make it up.
I was huge.
Probably the most important game of our season, just to show to the world what we can do, obviously what I can do as a receiver, and it worked out well. I think I put a lot of fear in defensive backs just because I block so well. And when I come off the line, I'm a lot quicker than they expect. So by the time they realize it, it's already a done deal.
There's a lot of talk that the Raiders are going to take a receiver at number 4, and they need one desperately. Have you talked to them yet? Are you scheduled to meet with them?
I have to look at my schedule. I met with a lot of teams. I'll probably meet with them as well. Of course, Randy Moss, Keyshawn Johnson, players that play the game now, Brandon Marshall, Larry Fitzgerald, Julio Jones, Dave Bryant, a whole bunch, a lot of receivers.
Kevin, the Maryland game, you caught that short pass, pulled away, you eliminated all that. How important is it for you to run fast here at the combine, like the pro, to show that you have that moment?
Extremely important. A lot of teams, a lot of people don't think I have the top-end speed. I don't know why they think that, but it's important to run fast just to show everyone that I do have that top speed.
You mentioned Randy Moss is also a great opinion. What do you like about his game and what do you kind of know about him?
The way he attacks the ball in the air. He's a competitor. The way he stretched the field, beating double coverage, triple coverage.
What area of your game are
you? Technique. Just getting better at my technique.
trash talking stuff and kind of get to amp yourself up during the game? Like, how does that emotion help you during the game?
Well, when you talk trash, you got to back it up. So that just put more pressure on me to back it up. And I love getting the defender's heads because once I do that, it's definitely game over. Nah, it's really all on the fly, whatever comes to mind. This year? I couldn't tell you. Wasn't that many guys that I was too impressed with, but not being cocky or arrogant. Just being honest, my junior year was a lot of DBs. That was really good.
Coming out of high school, you know, knowing that you're going to have to probably go to college to get to a four-year school, is there ever a consideration or well, maybe you weren't going
to
do it?
No. Just an extra step that I had to take to get where I wanted to go. When I went to junior college and I witnessed how Coach Duda, the head coach at Lackawanna, structured everything. Had to be on time for class, had study hall hours. If you didn't pass or didn't have above a C, you didn't play. So he installed that in us. Yeah, I'm a great guy. Yes, mom and dad always says a smile goes a long way. Treating people like you want to get treated will take you a long way, so that's just something I carry on.
Have you seen a struggle as a junior? Obviously, real strong bounce back. What makes you confident you can be consistent and productive year after productive?
Well, first of all, great coaching, hard work. I know what it takes. I know what I have to work on. So each year I'm going to make improvements. And there's no doubt in my mind that I'm going to stay consistent. And I'm going to enjoy doing it.
You seem to give pretty decent effort as a blocker, which isn't always given in your position. What's your approach to blocking in that position? Trying to be willing to do your work?
Blocking separates receivers. I feel like to have a successful offense, receivers have to block. I think that's what separates me. I'm always blocking. I let a block. I let a man handle guys, and I'll continue to do that.
As a route runner, do you use counting steps to set up a guy to get him to turn his hips before you go long?
No, not at all. We had one route where we counted steps, but other than that, just got to have a great feel, and whenever you turn, that's when you make your move.
Kevin, I know you were coming back to Amari. Let's say a team's on the clock, and they're looking at Amari Cooper, Kevin White. What's your argument for yourself?
I don't feel like any receiver can do what I can do, whether it's blocking, creating space, taking a tunnel screen to the house. I do it all. Don't feel like guys can do what I can do. I'm not saying that to be cocky, but to be confident. I feel like I'm one of a kind. Come over time. I've been catching the ball for so long. I've been practicing it for so long that the timing is just natural. I don't think about it. I just go up and try to make a play.
You said how important the 40 is for you tomorrow. I've heard people say if you run it well, you will be the number one receiver taken. What in your mind, what number do you want to have in your mind to run tomorrow?
Very fast. No number. Just want to run as fast as my legs going to take me, and whatever it is, I'll be happy with.
Thanks, last one.
Just technique. I can get better with my technique. I'm going to improve on everything, whether it's blocking, catching, route running. Every year, every off season, I do everything to improve my game, not just one thing.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks.